care that's commissioned by a local authority or another public body should come under the Human Rights Act, so people are protected from what is, in fact, sometimes abuse.
Well, just on that point, before we come to the details of what you discovered, one can see that if a local authority has a statutory duty to these people, which it does, then there is redress available if it fails to carry out that duty. Can you put a private company that's delivering care under the scope of the Human Rights Act?
I think you can, because in 2004, care home providers came under the Act. So it's just a question of extending this to care providers at home, so that they're all as good as the best ones. We must do that.
Well, let's talk about what you found. Just give us a picture of what you found in those cases where things weren't being done properly.
I think we found that a lot of the care workers are given insufficient time to do more than one task. So they might have to make a choice between cleaning someone up, toileting them, washing them, and giving them a meal. It's outrageous, really.
They've got a schedule of visits in the day, for example.
Yes, they don't have time, 15 minutes or something. People felt that they were just being given some sort of programmed care, regardless of whether they needed it or not. They felt they were a commodity where care was being done to them. They weren't being asked what sort of care they required.
Where does the problem lie? Is it in the culture of those who organise the care, the training of those who deliver it? What is it?
I think it's in the training. I think none of us really recognise how important training in human rights is, because it's a tool, and that's the second message really, it's a tool that can help us ensure that people are treated with dignity and respect.
Well, if you talk about human rights, it makes it sound almost theoretical. I mean, we are just talking about basic levels of compassion and dignity and respect, aren't we?
We are, but if you've just got a little list of tasks that have to be done in a certain time, you forget about that sometimes. I did say at the beginning that about half people are happy.
Indeed.
So it's the other half, and there's an awful lot of people in that other half. We think about a quarter of a million.
And did you notice a difference between the sorts of companies that are providing the care that is satisfactory and that is appreciated, and those that providing substandard care? I mean, how would you identify the difference between them?
I can't say. I don't know that answer. I think that it's the inspectorate that will discover that. They must monitor standards and issued a report yesterday saying they're going to do that. But we have to make sure that they do inspect all these providers and that the good ones